Blog Talk Radio. Oh, wait.
Already, welcome to Google for Team The Cut Goes Down every Wednesday night to PM Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Why do I feel like that song is super loud and over shadowing me? It's so loud. Let's try to fix that. But yeah, so anyway, it goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. And yes, this is Jermaine Dupree's Global 14 The Cut via global14.com. So do make sure that you check out the website and the blog site and see what's all good that way. That music is way too loud. Way too loud. And so actually, we don't have a guest tonight. Golden is going to be on the line in a minute here. And we don't have a guest because we're, like, in the middle of traveling and doing a lot. So, yeah, there we go. We're just going to stop that all together. But, so yeah, we don't have a guest tonight. It's just going to be me and Golden holding it down the line. Nothing special, nothing crazy. But we did want to make sure we came through and said something and spoke a little bit, and there's also there's also a lot of stuff that we can do. Mention real quick, we got some stuff coming up. So I'm in the middle of commuting right now. Gordon is in the middle of doing stuff. So yeah, but we wanted to hop on and say what's good. So
long commute, West Coast.
Yes,
West Coast time zones change. You gonna have to.
Yes.
You gonna really have to adjust to that, man. That's not an easy adjustment.
I know. And see, I didn't even. It's a surprise. So the only people that's gonna know about this are those that are actually listening, and so we'll know if you're listening because you'll know what's going on. So yeah, long
period.
Commute. Period. Right. So in Indiana right now, which is lovely. You always love Atlanta. This is like our touching ground, our stomping ground when we do a lot of stuff. So here and just definitely enjoying this downtime while I'm within this commute. But, you know, while I'm out here, there is someone that wanted me to go check out. It's like my best friend. She wanted me to go check out this like karaoke spot. So I was like, okay, maybe I will go and take some business cards. And then in mentioning that to some DJ friends out here, they were wanting to know how can people be considered on the show. So it's not about going out and scouting for anybody to be featured tonight on the show, but just so you can get the information and know how you can be considered, Clay, I want to let Golden tell you guys how you can actually get your music played on the show and stuff like that. So, yeah, pass the mic to you, homie.
Yeah, it's as simple as hitting us up on our social media networks. Onyx is Onyx254. I'm the Golden Fleece. And we just ask that you please hit us up on our inboxes or our direct messages. Let us know about your music. And when we feature it on our independent artist show, at least let us know a little bit about yourself. We want to make sure that we introduce you correctly. And if you're working on an album or EP or a mixtape, whatever you're working on, we want to make sure we know that. So if you hit us up directly, that would be great. No spamming, you know, no nothing posted on the wall, no mixtape, no videos, you know what I mean? We just hit us up directly so we can go ahead and pick and choose. We always have special guests on the show, industry insiders, A&Rs, DJs. So it's a great look. You know, people get constructive criticism. Your record might get picked up by a DJ. You never know. It's basically just having a consultation right on the line with me, Onyx, and whoever else we have on the line that day. So I encourage everybody to do it. It's not easy to get A&R meetings or meetings with DJs. So if you have some new music, send us our way. Send it our way, and we'll make sure we play it.
That's exactly what it is. That is so dope. I'm so glad you said it like that. It's exactly a consultation. Like, and you can't get that because we always – throw in tidbits and tips. We don't just be like, yeah, I like it. Or I don't like it. Like, we actually do try to give resources and stuff. So thanks. and hopefully all you artists caught that out there. So there's a lot of, like, feedback and stuff, and it's not even on our end. It's, like, blog talk. Like, the music was too loud when I first came on, and now it's, like, too low, but whatever. You know, we're here, and that's what's most important.
You know, they be tripping. They be tripping a lot.
Yeah, they're going to have to, you know, this is a paid service, so they will be having to take care of that. We need a complimentary. So, also, there what I was going to say, oh, yeah, speaking of West Coast, so the Straight Outta Compton movie came out. A lot of people had advanced screenings yesterday
yes.
and enjoyed it. I didn't get an advanced screening. I didn't sign up for one. I didn't look for one. I'm just too busy, but I will be going to see the movie this weekend, sometime this
Most
weekend
definitely.
Or Monday. So are you going to go
definitely.
See the movie? I feel like we have
of
to.
Course. Of course. You have to go
of
see
course.
This movie. If you're, a part of the hip-hop culture, if you're a part of the hip-hop period, yeah, if you are part of music, period, you have to go see this this movie. I mean, N.W.A. Innovators, gangster rap music coming out of the West Coast. And, I mean, shout out to Dre and Cube for putting this together so their story could be told. Ren, I'm hearing great things about it. Actually, the crazy part is when they did that soundtrack, we actually worked with a young artist out of Raleigh, North Carolina, named King Mez, and
wow.
we have a few songs on King Mez. King Mez is actually now signed to Dr. Dre, and he's featured on like 3 songs on that soundtrack. So shout out to King Mez for doing his thing. Yeah, yeah. So we had a real interest in, you know, hearing the soundtrack. We're glad that that came out because he actually grew up with my main producer, J Mac. They came up together, so seeing him get signed to Aftermath was really dope. And I heard the movie was great, too. I'm definitely going to be checking it out. I don't see how anybody a part of the hip-hop culture or music period doesn't want to see that movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just can't wait to see it and get my own perspective and view of it. You know, Tyrone, the homie Tyrone with the magazine, and used to rock with us here at the beginning. He saw
yeah.
it, and he said it was, you know, fire was his words. And I'm like, okay, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward
mm-hmm.
to it. But what else is going on? There was an interview with some excerpts about, I think, Ice Cube and some things he had to say about it, but I didn't go into detail and read about it. So, again, I'm just going to watch the movie, enjoy it for what it is. Even my dad, who is, like, by the way, like, you know, Christian, licensed pastor, all that kind of stuff. He's like, Eazy-E was my dude back in the day. I have to go see it. And so he's amped up and excited. I mean, everybody, old and young, is ready to go see, you know, Straight Outta Compton. And I love what they did marketing-wise, you know, the app and everything. I'm loving
it was
amazing. Oh, my God, it was amazing.
It was
and everybody loved
him.
Oh, my gosh, it was dope. If you didn't catch how dope that was and you... It went over your head as a business person, but I think everybody in business was just really impressed by that. Something so simple and free, you know. Oh,
yeah, it couldn't have went over anybody's head. It was so blatant.
No.
Like, it was just a brilliant
yeah.
move, man. I think that these guys did a great job rolling out the movie. I hope that
yes.
the sales come in the way they needed
yes.
to come in, the ticket sales. F. Gary
yeah.
Gray, shout out F. Gary Gray. For directing the
yeah.
film. But, man, I think this is a awesome opportunity for, like I said before, their story to be told. You got Dre
yeah.
and you got Cube
yeah.
leading the way. So,
yeah.
and, you know, Ice Cube don't never do no shitty movies to me. Like, he's
no,
one of the best, good. Like, directors when he does movies. Like, I'm really kind of, like, in awe of how good his movies are. Like, Ice Cube
exactly.
is really good. Behind that camera, he worked directly with F. Gary Gray on this, so I don't see this
mm-hmm.
being anything but a great movie.
I know. I'm so excited. Oh, I haven't been this amped up and excited in a while. I think since Avengers, because I'm just real big on that kind of stuff. Anyway,
yeah.
I think I'm more excited than Avengers, actually, because I knew what's going to happen in Avengers. You know, but
yeah.
anyway,
yeah.
that's a whole other topic. But we do want to say also, and you probably have more insight on this, or maybe not, but definitely rest in peace, Sean Price, also
Most
known
definitely.
As, yes, out of New York. I don't have the whole, again, you know,
Brooklyn.
I'm not from New York, so, right, okay. So, but
definitely
familiar with this
Brooklyn,
camp.
Brownsville, New York.
Yes, definitely familiar with this camp and his work, and that's just unfortunate. I wanted to make sure that we...
it sucks, man. It sucks so bad, man. You know, Sean Price, and, you know, he started in the group Helter Skelter, which, you know, stemmed from the boot camp clique, which was started by Black Moon, Buckshot. You know, it was so Smith and Wesson. There was so many dope MCs that came out of that clique. That was a huge clique in Brooklyn, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after Helter Skelter, Sean Price just went off with a solo career and became like an underground legend of hip hop, period. We were blessed enough to have him rap over one of our tracks that he put out, went on MTV and everything.
Yo.
You know, I put the video up on, you know, Facebook and everything.
Right.
And, you know, just like, you know, he's one of those dudes that if you're from New York and you love underground hip-hop, you know who Sean Price is, period. And people around the world know who he is. And it's I think other people are now going to go back and check out his catalog now that he passed. Other people are like, well, you know, who was this guy? Let me go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing people on Facebook now, like, oh, my goodness. Like, I wish I was listening to this guy the whole time. Like, he was just a gritty Brooklyn rapper, so... Rest in peace to Sean Price, only 43 years old, man. I've hung with him before in Vegas, in Miami, and, you know, like I said, he got on a track of ours, and it's just really sad to see him go like that.
Definitely, and I meant to text you, too, because I know just knowing who you are and the people that you've touched, especially from where you're from, which is the New York area, I knew also Cooler Ruler had some dealings with him. And I just know a lot of people that know him personally. So I knew that was no exception when it came to you actually being from that area. So I'm sorry for everyone's loss. And it's definitely a loss for hip-hop. So,
huge loss for hip-hop.
Yes.
Guys like Jay-Z and, you know, big-time people respect Sean Price. You know what I mean? He's a
Joe
Budden.
And
I'm talking about, big people.
Yeah.
I mean, they move the culture. You know, if you ever see people wearing army fatigues and boots, and that all came from the boot camp clique. You know what I mean?
Right.
They were forced to be reckoned with in the 90s, and Sean just kept his legacy rolling and just... spawned a bunch of dope albums with producers like Ninth Wonder, Alchemist, and he got some work out there that's amazing. So it's definitely a blow. A lot of people feeling it. So you know, condolences to his family and the whole hip hop community.
Most certainly. So and with that being said, like you said, everybody's going back and listening to some of his music, and people are also going back now and doing their NWA thing. And they're getting back into that. And those that aren't familiar with NWA, but just they know of Ice Cube and Dre now, they're actually going back and getting a little bit more of that history. So it's fun to see that part, hip-hop, kind of going backwards and saying, okay, where did we start? Where did we originate from? What did we come from? You know, and look at the growth is what's most exciting. Dr. Dre with headphones, like you said, Ice Cube with movies and kids' movies. I mean, we talked about that before, how incredible his journey is. So, the movie's going to be dope. Everybody go out and support it, watch it, pay for it. I know I will. It won't hurt you to spend that 12 or whatever the movie costs, 13. I don't know.
Very important that you pay for it. Very important that you pay for it.
Please go pay for that. It's worth it. Worth every penny. But with that being said, next time we speak or we'll be on the show, we'll either have Gilly the Kid. He's going to be coming this month. I can't give you guys the exact date, but he will be on with us shortly. And then we'll have DJ Johnny O, who's the CEO of Nerve DJs. Very important that you tune into those type of calls. Gilly the Kid also has been around forever and still doing things, prominent, very well respected. You know, we're talking Cash
Money.
Huge
influence on hip hop, Gilly is.
Huge. And so humble.
When Lil Wayne came and everybody was loving the new Lil Wayne from Go DJ on, Gilly had a lot to do with that. He was rolling with Cash Money at the time. He had a lot to do with Wayne's emergence as just a beast rapper that went on back-to-back-to-back mixtapes and different things of that nature. Unfortunately, they had a falling out with Cash. He had a falling out with Cash Money. But as far as Philadelphia is concerned, like, Gilly is one of the kings out there. And ever since Major Figures, you know, you know Gilly's work. He's been around for a long, long time. So shout out Gilly the Kid, still out here doing his thing.
Exactly. So it's going to be dope to have him on again, just a legend, and then even to be out here now, still out here doing, actively working. And then also, and I'm sorry for all the background noise, y'all, because I'm, like I said, I'm doing a lot. Then also, like I said, DJ Johnny we'll have him on as well. Nerd DJ CEO, he's got a team of DJs under him. And he also, ironically, I'll let him tell the story, but he's gotten a record deal for himself before, or been sought after. So he used to be a part of the group, and he knows what the process was back then when they actually flew you out, had you perform in front of the label. You know, it just was really a time where they scouted you and what that all entails. So it'll be nice to have him on the line. He might can give you guys some pointers into the, pros and cons of signing a deal, which we talked before, if you have no deal, what's better than not having one? But we'll see. So, yeah, that's it. Just something quick for you guys tonight. We just wanted to hop on and speak and say hello, quote unquote, to our face, hear our voices. And we'll be back next Wednesday, same time. And we're going to play Buff Gutta Hating on Me. They show us so much love on Wednesdays. Best Out Entertainment.
Those
Buff
dudes are shit.
Yeah, shout out to Wally, the CEO of Best Out Entertainment. We're going to play Buff Gutta Hating on Me on the way out. But we definitely want to see if you have anything you want to get with us, get at us. You can hit me at Onyx254 on pretty much every social network, and also follow us on at Global 14 The Cut.
Yep, you can hit me up on as the Golden Fleece on every social network. You can hit us up on global14.com and, like Aaron said, on Twitter, Global14 The Cut.
Yeah, and we'll be back and we'll be more enthused and we'll be, refreshed and we'll be ready next Wednesday with our guests and everything. So, yeah.
A lot of guests coming up. Stay tuned.
All righty. Well, that's it. I think that's a wrap.
moment. Think it's your nigga, but he ain't. He plotting hard, camouflage in disguise. Straight up fraud and fuck these hoes. They just cold, they'll take it down. She gets me in a bed. To lay it down, keep a 100 rounds in my chopper. Got a sitting door to sit proper. I connect the well of male bloggers. It's true, the devil worst product. I know these niggas won't take my place. They don't, they really don't want to clock mine in this bed. I told them once before, nigga, we still jamming on the blow. I'ma get 100,000 times four. Gotta put my team on the dance some more. And a couple other niggas that I know. We'll be bringing in a gas, Texaco. It's gonna be a hot summer, Mexico. Better stay strapped down and ready to go. For sure.